Good morning. First week of the college football season is over. Seriously undermanned Miami lost last night to Maryland 32-24 to bring it to a close. Now, the Hurricanes were missing eight players in the wake of allegations that they accepted improper benefits from a booster. That is the money from the guy who was running the Ponzi scheme. So now the voters can get down to this business of deciding how far the Ducks fall in the poll. I'm guessing they land somewhere around 9, 10, or 11, somewhere around there. We'll have that for you tomorrow morning. Doesn't look like Indianapolis quarterback Peyton Manning will continue his consecutive game streak. Team says Manning will not practice this week ahead of the opener against Houston. Manning underwent neck surgery in the offseason to correct a bulging disc, and his recovery has been slower than the team had hoped. Looking at Major League Baseball, Brett Lowry smacked a solo homer in the bottom of the 11th, giving the Blue Jays a 1-0 walk-off win over the Red Sox. Lowry says he's happy to give the team the W.
You know, I'm just glad that I could help the team win and get myself into a situation where I could, try and get on base and do some damage for some guys behind me. But luckily enough, I got a pitch I could handle and, hit a home run. So it was pretty special.
The Jays snapped a three-game slide with that one. Other American League winners were the Yankees, Detroit, Tampa Bay, the White Sox twice as they took a pair from Minnesota, Kansas City, and the Angels. In the National League, Washington, Pittsburgh, the Cubs, Arizona, San Francisco, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Florida picked up wins. And Caroline Wozniacki fought to top Svetlana Kuznetsova in three sets to advance to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. Serena Williams also moved on with a straight sets victory over Anna Ivanovic. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.